This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Presidential envoy to Iraq, Ambassador Paul Bremer, says it's good news for America and Iraq that Uday and Qusay are dead.
It's a great day for the Iraqi people and a great day for the American military, who once again showed their astounding professionalism in this operation.
The commander in charge of coalition forces in Baghdad, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, told reporters he is, quote, certain Saddam's two sons, Uday and Qusay, were killed during a six-hour firefight at a villa in Mosul. Sanchez said officials are still working to identify the other two victims killed in the gun battle. The helicopter carrying former POW Jessica Lynch has landed in West Virginia more than 4 months after being wounded and taken prisoner in Iraq. Army Private First Class Lynch is on her way home to Palestine, West Virginia. The 20-year-old supply clerk has been awarded three medals for her actions under fire as American forces invaded Iraq in March. Special Operations Forces later rescued her.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Damage estimates from Hurricane Claudette have been projected to reach at least $100 million. Jerry Johns with the Southwestern Insurance Information Service says in terms of insured losses, we're looking for something in the neighborhood of a projected $100 million. Johns also says insurance adjusters are having trouble finding some of their policyholders.
Put a sign out with the address and the street name, because many street signs have been blown away and adjusters will have difficulty finding them.
As many as 100,000 people lost power during the storm that hit last Tuesday. But as of today, American Electric Power reports fewer than 100 individual customers remain without electricity. Texas Governor Rick Perry has named 15 counties in a disaster declaration, while the federal government has only granted that status to 5 of the 15 named by the state. Federal emergency management officials are expected to make a second visit to the region this week to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Claudette. Families and friends of those killed at the Pentagon during the terrorist attacks of September 11th are kicking off a drive to build a permanent memorial with private funds. They gathered today not far from where a hijacked plane plowed into the building. That point is near where such a memorial would stand. Those asking for contributions want to make sure people don't forget exactly what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11. They say they need to raise $20 million over the next 2 years.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Firefighters in Paris are at the top of the Eiffel Tower as a trail of smoke billows from the highest part of the landmark. Fire officials confirm they received a call this afternoon that a fire had broken out at the top of the tower. A witness reported seeing a fairly thin trail of gray smoke, and images were broadcast live on French television. Tourists are being kept a distance away from the structure. There is no word if anyone is trapped because of the blaze. The tower's official website says 6 million tourists visit every year. More than one in every 10 Eiffel Tower tourists are from the United States. The world-famous landmark was built beginning in 1900 and was last modified in 1986. Stocks rebounded on strong earnings reports and the news that Saddam Hussein's two sons were killed in Iraq by U.S. troops. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 61 points to 91.58. The Nasdaq added 24 to 1706. The S&P 500 gained 9 points to finish at 988. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sex and the Single Driver. No, it's not the latest XXX film or a video on golf swings. And you'll never guess its producer, director. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly-Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
Sex and the Single Driver is a favorite feature of insurance companies. And if you're a middle-aged, married female, you're the star of this show. Yes, statistics show younger drivers are involved in more fatalities than mature adults. And singles have less safe driving records than those in wedding bliss. And here's the clincher, gentlemen. Males are deadlier drivers than females. In fact, a National Safety Council survey found fatal accident rates were 63% higher for men. So ladies, start your engines and enjoy the spotlight. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
That's me, gang, Curtis Ellis, right here with you for the next few hours, and what a pleasure it is. We have a great show tonight, so don't you dare touch that radio dial. I want you all to cuddle up around that warm radio by the light of the old transistors. We're going to right some wrongs here tonight. That's the name of the game. Our phone number here, if you want to talk to me, you've got to call me. And the number is 800-825-5937, 825-5937. Or if you are shy about putting your voice on the radio, you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Now, if you were listening last night, you will remember that we started our drive for a healthy democracy in America by feeding democracy. We were taking pledges for food for democracy. My plan, very simple, is to give a bag of groceries, give food to people when they register to vote or when they bring their neighbor down to register to vote. And man, did we get pledges. I mean, people were pledging pig's feet and bottles of beer and tamales and shortening bread and all kinds of stuff. And Paul Newman pledged his tomato sauce, and somebody even pledged their sausage meat to put in the tomato sauce. A lot of people want to put their sausage meat in Paul Newman's tomato sauce. I don't understand this audience, but they did. So we are going to have a better time tonight. I have a simple question for you, a simple question that I would like you to answer. I am looking for the answer as to that noise, by the way, is my espresso maker about to explode. I have pledged my espresso maker to my Food for Democracy program. And it's about to erupt here. I got this espresso maker on the slopes of Mount Etna in Sicily. And it sounds like it. Sounds just like Mount Etna. Anyway, question tonight is, why does the right wing hate America? Why does the right wing hate America? I am convinced that the right is un-American. They just hate Americans. They love foreigners, and they hate Americans. And what are we going to do about it? We are going to draw up a bill of indictment for treason. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. I am so worked up. I am loaded for bear tonight, man. I saw this story in the New York Times. IBM. Here it is, New York Times. Now, you know the New York Times doesn't lie. unless it's Jason Blair writing for them. But IBM is going to ship its jobs overseas. We are talking about white-collar jobs now, computer programmers, things like this. Now I remember now, I remember since I was a kid, there was this talk about how all of those manufacturing jobs, those dirty factory jobs, we don't need them here in America anymore because we've got a high-tech, high-intelligence service economy that is emerging. They started talking about this back in the 60s. You know, these were the best and the brightest. The same people who brought you the Vietnam War. They had this other brilliant idea that we don't need steel mills in Pittsburgh. We can have the steel mills in South Korea because those steel mills are dirty, they're polluting, and people get their legs burned off and all kinds of nasty stuff like that. Who would want to work in a steel mill anyway, basically, is what these people were thinking. You know, like all those Harvard geniuses, they wouldn't want to work in a steel mill. Heck no. So let's get rid of those jobs. We don't need them. That is like unskilled labor. And all of those people that aren't working factories, they will be retrained, and they will be making George Jetson cars, or they'll be making computers or some such thing. So we don't need these stupid, crummy old jobs, because we're going to have nice, clean, white-collar, information-age technology jobs. Well, gang, that's a complete lie, because now IBM is shipping those jobs overseas. They're talking about shipping basically 3% of all the American jobs, all the jobs that remain in this country. 3% of those jobs are going to go to China, to India, to Indonesia, to Bangladesh, to Mauritius, to places you never heard of, places that still have malaria extant. Isn't that like Savannah, Georgia? Do they still have malaria down there?
Yeah,
okay. So no longer is it just those steel mill jobs or those assembly line Maytag washing machine jobs that are being shipped over to Mexico. Now it is the white-collar jobs. Like the other day, you know, in fact, I called up old Bernie Ebbers. I reached him down at Parchman Farm, I think. Now, I called up his company, MCI. For some reason, I still do business with MCI. That's another story I'll get into one day. And I needed to... They screwed up my phone bill. They were supposed to be charging me a flat rate for my long distance and for my local calls, but I still kept getting these bills for like $200, itemized calls. And it's like, excuse me, I'm not supposed to be on this plan. So I call him up to straighten this out, and this woman, I swear she was sitting in Bombay. I know it. She sounded like she runs a convenience store on the Dixie Highway, but she had a Bengali accent, and I know she was sitting in Bombay. So all of the call centers, when you call in, a lot of times when you call these companies and you're looking to straighten out your phone bill or you want to fix up your computer and you need some help, your call is being routed to someplace over there in the third world. Now, I have nothing against the third world. Bless her heart, I take my vacations there a lot. These are wonderful people. But why are we shipping American jobs over there? I guess, you know, these capitalists, these rich elitist capitalists, just are so altruistic and sympathetic, they want to help bring those poor brown people up to our level, you know? They're just shipping those jobs over there to just help these people get developed, you know? Develop their economies, you know, get a better way of life. Maybe they'll all become Christians or something. Maybe that's what they're thinking. But I say these rich elitist capitalists have no respect for America. They just hate Americans. They're out to screw Americans every chance they get. I mean, first, if they're not paying the workmen's compensation claims, they're just taking the jobs right away and sending them over to Red China. So, my job tonight with you folks, I want us to put our heads together here, and we're going to come up with a list of the treasonous people in America. Because I say, that this George Bush administration is not going to last forever. I say, in fact, it's high noon for them. The sun is setting on this conservative era, and pretty soon, we the people will be back in power in Washington, and we will have the Patriot Act, we'll still have the Patriot Act, and we'll still have Admiral Poindexter's total information awareness, so we'll be able to keep track of everybody, and we'll still have Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay. So I want to know, who would you send to Guantanamo Bay? We know who they want to send to Guantanamo Bay. They want to send me after this show. But they want to send all those Talibans and would-be Talibans. And so your job tonight, gang, is to come up with the enemies list. Who would you put on the enemies list? Now, they can be traitors, they can be treasonous, they can be accomplices, they can be useful idiots, they can be any of the above, or they can just be people you want to denounce because they maybe screwed you on a used car deal. Because that's the way these things work. You start denouncing people, and since it's all secret proceedings and nobody gets to see the evidence against them anyway, you can pretty much indict anybody you want. So I'd like to know who you, my dear listener, will put on the enemies list. The phone number is 800-825-5937. Now, we've got a lot of work to do, but we've got a little bit of time to get this all together. Now, I've got a few people that I would nominate right away. See, now, it's very important that we do this. Now, you think I'm joking around here, but you know, you see those pundits on television, and you've heard them too. They all say the Democrats just aren't tough enough. You know, like, they talk about why liberals don't make it on talk radio. The conservatives are just straight talkers. They just say what they mean, and the Democrats, they're academic, and they waffle around, and it's on one hand and on the other hand. And they say that the Democrats in Congress, well, look at Tom Daschle. I mean, please, talk about not being tough enough. This guy, he couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. I think if his mother was being murdered, he'd try to compromise the situation or something, find compromise with the killer. But so I think I'm going to put him on the list, in fact. I'm going to put Tom Daschle on my traitors list for letting the Senate go Republican in 2002. I mean, that is a stroke of genius. I might even put Dick Gephardt on there, too, because he has been majority leader or minority leader or whatever kind of non-leader he's been. I'm going to blame him for the fact that the Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives for so long. So, you know, we're going to start by eating our own, but we got bigger fish to fry. There's other people to go on this list who are probably more deserving than them, but they come to mind right away. We'll just sweep them up with the usual suspects, like John Ashcroft. But as I was saying, we know that the Democrats are accused of not being tough enough, not being straightforward. This, gang, is our chance to prove that we are tough enough. You know, George Bush and John Ashcroft can come up with a Patriot Act and just throw people in the slammer and not care about them and just lock them up and throw away the key. Well, we can too. And this is our chance to show that. And the right, they're always accusing people. They're accusing the liberals of being treasonous, of being traitors. Ann Coulter has that book out called Treason, Why Liberals Hate America. You know, Ann Coulter, that conservative. And she's a real conservative. Emphasis on the... She's a real conservative. Let's just put it that way. And I say the liberals aren't the traitors that hate America. It is the right wing that hates America. Notice how they exhibit A. It is the rich right-wing corporate elitists who don't give a damn about the American working man and woman and will ship their jobs right overseas. They will ship those jobs to some slave labor camp in China just to make a quick buck and screw the hard-working American families. So look, gang, this is your chance. I'm counting on you. We got to draw up our enemies list right now. Who should be on the list? 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, and I'm waiting to hear from you. Also, email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk.
Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Australia. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
People, right here on the IE America Radio Network, I'm Curtis Ellis. Who are you going to denounce before our revolutionary tribunal? We're going to try them all for treason and give them the appropriate sentence. You got to call right now, 800-825-5937, or email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. I want to hear who you are going to put on the big enemies list. We are drawing up our big list of people who are truly un-American. Because I say, if you have a problem with people dissenting against the government of America, you should go to Red China, where you're not allowed to dissent. A dissent is American. And if you have a problem with dissent, you are un-American. Somebody I'm going to nominate right now is Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. Because on September 11th, they said that this country was attacked because God is not protecting this country anymore because of the good American gays and lesbians and those all-American Satanists. If they have a problem with Americans living free, exercising their liberty, Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell are un-American and deserve to be indicted for treason. And I say that right here, right now, in front of God and everyone. Now, Owen in North Carolina, who are you going to put on the enemies list tonight?
Hi, it's my pleasure to be on the show, Curtis. It's great to have you on talking to us about this tonight. The person I think that we need to put on the list is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, why do you want to put the Terminator on the enemies list?
Well, you know, this guy, okay, he was really great as a bodybuilder, and his movies are really great, too. But then he comes to marry into a very famous Democratic family here in the United States and make a big joke out of it and want to get involved in politics. I mean, I've lived in California for many years, and the idea is now that everybody's talking about him becoming the next governor of California, we all know he's got these same right-wing views, and he's a hardcore right-wing Republican rich guy, you know, and I just think it's pathetic and makes a whole joke out of our whole system, if you really want to know, because popular, you know, movie figures, now he wants to get into politics. I don't think he knows anything about our system, and except that he's very rich. He's never had to really be involved with the real reality of America. That's my opinion why he should be on the hit list.
All right, and he's from Austria. He's not even a real American. He is a foreigner that has come over here. Oh, my God. This is disgusting, and now he's going to take over California. Well, thank you for that. We now have one more name on the list, Arnold Schwarzenegger. See, we're going to round all these people up, gang. We're going to get them. We're going to use that Patriot Act. We're going to use that total information awareness, Mr. Poindexter's creation. That ain't going away. That's still going to be here the day after George Bush leaves office, and we're going to take advantage of that to get rid of all these lice. Yeah, we're going to clean this place out. Get rid of the lice. We're going to have a clean house, finally, in America. That's what I say. And I'll tell you who I am going to indict the entire Washington Press Corps. All of these people who they get their big bucks, and all they do is they sit around all day and they suck George Bush's dictation and then spit it out all over us. Man, for the money they get paid, they should at least swallow it and digest it and make a real story out of it. No, they just suck his dictation, and then they spit it out and call it objective journalism. That is just dictation. They are merely stenographers, and the blood of the 3,000 people who died on September 11th is on their hands because they never bothered to give us the true story of what these people in the White House weren't doing. And I'll tell you, when that story comes out, it's going to be real clear what this administration's been doing. They took this whole terrorist thing and blew it up. Make it look like these terrorists can get us at any time. That is this huge, massive threat that we need billions and hundreds of billions of dollars more in military to protect us against these terrorists. Those terrorists, man, they just got lucky because the FBI was asleep. Well, I want to know who you want to put on the enemies list, 800-825-5937. I'm waiting to hear from you. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. My name is Curtis Ellis, and we are compiling our list.
Right now, it's nighttime.
Hello.
You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
India's highest court yesterday upheld the mass firing of 170,000 government workers. But the court also reprimanded the government of the southern state of Tamil Nadu for the firings and suggested that workers should be reinstated on what it called compassionate grounds. While the ruling is a partial victory, it's a blow for India's trade unions, who hope to overturn the Essential Services Maintenance Act, which banned strikes of public employees. The workers struck early this month after the government unilaterally slashed pension benefits.
36 current and former members of the housekeeping staff at the Central Station Casino in Black Hawk, Colorado, will share in a $1.5 million settlement reached in a discrimination lawsuit. 5 years ago, the casino implemented a requirement that all housekeeping staff speak English while at work, even though it knew many of its housekeepers spoke only Spanish. A supervisor was even fired for refusing to enforce the dictate. The workers sued, and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission got involved, which precipitated the settlement.
It's not the sweetest victory, but union sugar workers at the San Francisco Bay Area's C&H refinery have a new contract following a two-week strike. Members of Sugar Workers Local 1 voted by a 3-2 margin yesterday to accept the three-year deal, which brings employees of the West Coast's only sugar refinery a 9% pay hike over the life of the contract. On the downside, workers will be asked to fork over an additional $12 every 2 weeks for health coverage.
British workers made more than $40 million worth of calls to phone sex and chat lines from the office last year, according to a new study from British Telecom. According to the report, workers at banks and brokerage houses, hotels, and car dealerships were most likely to indulge in phone sex on the job.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Country, right or wrong, remember what that brought. There is no time, there is no time, there is no time.
Yeah, gang, there is no time, but there is time to call 1-800-825-5937. I want to hear from you. We are going to put together our treasonous, traitorous enemies list. I want to know who you think should be sent to Camp X-Ray the minute the Bush administration is out of office. Maybe we'll let all the people that are down there out, and then we'll have all those empty cells, and we can put our favorite enemies in there. My name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. You can also email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Now, what got me on this kick was it just occurred to me after reading about the latest plan by the IBM company to ship jobs overseas, it occurred to me that the American corporations don't like Americans. They just don't like Americans. They will use any excuse to screw the American worker out of a job. And it makes absolutely no sense. So I am now going to nominate Sam Walton. Sam Walton should be indicted for treason. Sam Walton is un-American. See, I know it. I know what's going on out there. You folks just have a problem with me calling someone un-American. You think it is un-American to call someone un-American. Well, maybe it is, but they are un-American. They're just
They don't care about. There are some people out there who just don't care about the American people. We have been so brainwashed by this right-wing ideology of free market money rules everything philosophy that we have forgotten that there are certain things that rise above the market. And one of those things is community and nationalism, the nation. If we are to be citizens of a nation, we have to think in terms other than money. But these corporate paymasters, all they think about is money. Oh, man, can we get it cheaper someplace else? Can we get a computer programmer in India for $5,000 instead of an American Harvard graduate or MIT graduate who will have to pay $60,000? Fine. Let's get some Chinese programmer for $5,000. Some Croatian. You know, I've heard the Croatians are very good computer programmers. But what does that do to the American communities? Now, if the Democrats want to win, they've got this issue just waiting for them. It's waiting for them, waiting for somebody to exploit this. There is a reason why everybody is working these minimum wage jobs and below. And the reason is all the good jobs are being sent overseas. Every American working person has to compete with the lowest paid worker in the world. There are a few exceptions. Now, you got the Washington Press Corps. Now, they obviously cannot ship those TV reporter jobs. They can't outsource them to China. That would be very difficult to get somebody in China to be on the scene at the White House. So that's why these stupid television people won't be telling you about this story, because it's totally outside of their realm. They don't understand anything. They don't see it. They don't know what the heck it's about. So, as I say, they just sit around and they just take George Bush's dictation and then spit it back at us. They don't look into anything at all. You know, the other day I was watching CNN, watching Dana Bash. This was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. She's one of the little lollipop White House correspondents for CNN. And she was on the other day on Saturday. They did this report on the story. So some show they have on Saturday afternoon. And Dana Bash is there reporting breathlessly about the White House. She never stops smiling, by the way, so I don't trust her immediately. And they ask her, well, what is George Bush, is he going to pay a political price for these bodies that keep piling up in Iraq? Oh, well, he said the other day in his speech that it's going to be a long struggle. He said that. He did. He told us that. Oh, okay. Thank you. And then the next question. What does he think about, what does the White House think about the Democratic candidates? Oh, well, they really like Howard Dean, because Howard Dean is pulling the Democratic candidates to the left, and there's nobody pulling George Bush to the right, so he can run from the center. And it's like, oh my God, this is what passes for reporting in America. Well, anyway, I now nominate Dana Bash on the enemies list. I'm putting Dana Bash down. Right now, does anybody second that motion? Okay, we got somebody seconding the motion. I want somebody to call in and second my motion, or at least give me another name. Look, I'll just sit here and read names all night if you want, but I'd like to know what you think. Yeah, I mean, or does everybody out there, I guess everybody out there just loves this administration. They just don't think there are any anti-American people out there. They don't think any of this stuff has been going down between Ashcroft and Cheney and Bush and Colin and Dick and all of that crowd. I guess that these people are not un-American in your lights. I think we got, or maybe you think that it's just wrong to call people un-American. But I say this is our chance to prove that we are just as tough as these Republicans. America likes a good bar brawl. And we better give them a fight if we want to win the hearts and minds of the American people. We're going to have to show them that we're just as tough. And if they're going to pass a Patriot Act, we'll use it against them. We'll use that 2x4 and hit them over the head with it. That's the way it works. That's the way America's work. That's what I was taught growing up. That's the way America works. I used to watch those westerns, and man, they'd break chairs over people and hit them over the head with 2x4s and logs and stuff. And that's what it's going to come down to. That's what we got to do. Now, I think Ari Fleischer is another one. He's another pinko commie egg-sucking dog that ought to be indicted and sent over to... You know, we don't even have to indict these people. That's the wonderful thing about the laws, the new laws that this administration has put in. You don't have to indict anybody. You can just lock them up, call them an enemy combatant. You don't have to charge them. They don't have to see a lawyer. They don't get a dime or a quarter, whatever it takes to make a phone call. Nothing. You can just lock them up. So I say let's lock Ari Fleischer up, and then we'll figure out afterwards what to charge him with. Besides being a lying son of a bitch, but... We can figure out something else maybe that'll stick. That definitely sticks. So, and another one of my favorites that I want to nominate and that I name to the Hall of Infamy on my enemies list is Senator Saxby Chambliss. This is the guy, the new senator from Georgia, and what he did is he went there and ran for Senate, and his whole campaign was based on calling Senator Max Cleland, the Vietnam War hero who lost a bunch of legs and arms over in Vietnam, he had the nerve, the gall, to call this true patriot un-American. Now, according to the Republican logic, if I call President Bush, if I disagree with President Bush, I am a traitor, because President Bush is a true patriot, and so if I disagree with him, I am a traitor. Well, Saxby Chambliss is a traitor because Max Cleland is a true patriot. And by calling him un-American, Saxby Chambliss reveals his true colors. And I say, let's give him a Caribbean vacation, gang. Come on down. You win a Caribbean vacation at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay. So, Richard from Arizona, are you ready to nominate someone to name names here?
Yes.
Good.
Did you hear me? Philip Anschutz.
Philip Anschluss.
Anschutz.
Okay, tell me who he is and why does he qualify for a Caribbean vacation?
Well, he's one of the greatest thieves in the history of the world. He was Dole's co-finance chairman for Dole's campaign for presidency.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that... Quest.
Oh, that long-distance phone company that went bust?
Yes.
Ah.
Lied to everybody and about a lot of things in their filings with various state and federal governments. Just recently had to pay something like, I don't know, what would it be, 0.001% of what he took?
Yeah, right.
That's what it works. $4.5 million in a fine for spending stock.
Oh, my God. So how did this guy make his money in the first place?
Well, I don't know. He was born with some.
Uh-huh.
But he had a very rapid rise here starting in 1988 when he was given, and I mean that literally, given the Southern Pacific Railroad.
Oh, man, that's a great... What, did he get that as a Christmas present?
Well, he got awarded that by the Interstate Commerce Commission.
Uh-huh.
No money down, no liabilities, no collateral.
I saw that on TV. I saw that guy on TV, how to buy property with no money down. This guy got a whole railroad with no money down.
Oh, yeah,
that's
he got a
good.
Lot more than that. Took the company public in a few years, sold it off. The taxpayers of California paid the $1 billion bill for the purchase of the company, and then he took it public, kept a little piece of it for himself, called Southern Pacific Telecommunications. Then he sold the railroad to the Union Pacific.
Very clever guy. So now,
he kept the little company, Southern Pacific Telecommunications, and as soon as they cut a little side deal with the Union Pacific so that this little company would have the track rights to the lake.
All right. Now, what do you think would be an appropriate punishment for him? What would be an appropriate punishment for Mr. Anschutz?
Well, I think he should have to disgorge the $10 or $12 billion that he ended up making out of all of this.
Well, if he's going to disgorge that, he's going to have to stick his finger way down his throat.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. I think it's great. We are building our list, man. I'll tell you,
well,
it is high noon.
Top.
Yep. Good. And we're gonna round them up, baby. We're going to round them all up, and we're going to ship them all off to, if we can't get them to Guantanamo Bay, at least we're going to send them to Parchman Farm down in Mississippi. Thank you so much for your call. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Now, David, I understand you have some people to nominate, and you are on the radio.
Thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to your program. I wanted to nominate. Actually, I wanted to come up with another idea. Instead of shipping them off, how about a deck of cards?
A deck of cards.
Let's put these people on a deck of cards and call these destroyers of America here, whatever you want to call them.
But yeah.
Anyway, idea. But Rupert Murdoch is my my nominee.
I like that one. I like that one.
I cannot remember the name of the president that runs Clear Channel. That's my other nominee. Those guys, I really wish. In fact, they are probably giving us a harder time as far as the Democratic Party and ideas, only because when you talk to most of these people, they always spout something from Rush Limbaugh or something like this, you know. And it's so amazing how you can almost listen to their Limbaugh program and tell these people have been listening. And that's where they get their idea and their thinking from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get their talking points. He stuffs their brain. They don't have to think anymore. They can just parrot it.
And if you're in the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I was just saying, if you're in the South, the reason I had to get serious radio satellites because I couldn't get any of the type radio. You go into the bowels of Georgia... And all you get is it's either Ollie North, which he can also be nominated.
Definitely. Okay, Ollie North.
Rupert, I figured we get Ollie North. We get who's the other a couple radio personalities?
Gordon Liddy.
Absolutely. You know, and Rush Limbaugh, we could wrap them all up in one big bundle. But
you know, my mama told me when I was a kid, she said, you know, if you go to jail, if you get indicted, if you get convicted of a crime, you'll never work. You can never get a job. Well, looking at Ollie North and Gordon Liddy, it seems the only way you can get a job in radio is if you are convicted.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I just absolutely couldn't believe that. If people believe them, they're credible, but yet they can't believe Flint. Oh, they don't. Oh, so, unbelievable. Just such a backward situation. But yeah, that's my nominee.
Oh,
well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Okay, you bet. And we got Casper in Denton, Texas. He has nominated Karl Rove. Karl Rove, the Svengali, Bush's brain, the man who created George Bush. They saved Bush's brain, and it's Karl Rove. And he has been nominated, and he asks, why didn't Uday and Kusei use... the weapons of mass destruction when the troops were in their backyard. Really, man, our troops went in there, surrounded this house with Uday and Kusei, and if they had any weapons of mass destruction, that would have been the prime time to use them. So what the hell is going on? Are these people so stupid they don't even know how to use those weapons they got? Or I don't know. I don't understand. It's one of those things I'm confused about. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. We are collecting names here. We're kicking ass and taking names, baby, because when this gang goes down, they're going to go down hard, and we will have the Patriot Act, and we will have Guantanamo Bay, and we will have Admiral Poindexter's total information awareness, and we're going to use it. And I want to know right now, we got to start making plans. Who are we going to use it against? Now, all right, Don Taylor, he emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, and he said, I would put every single member of the Republican Party and every person who contributed dollars to the Republican Party since 1976. Yes, now we're cooking with gas here. I mean, you can't have a real purge and a real roundup until you're talking thousands and thousands of people. I got to get my old Stalinist manuals out here to figure out how to do this thing right. But I think Don's onto something here. They want to get rid of the bath party. They want to get rid of the bath party in Iraq. They have the debathization campaign. Well, that's what we're going to have to do here, folks. We're going to have to get rid of every single member of the Republican Party.
Given the opportunity, I would make the reign of Robespierre look like a Quaker peace rally. And, of course, the punishment for treason would be the guillotine. Yay! Yay! Poor old Marat. He's dead and gone, but he fought for us, and we're not going to forget that. We're going to have our own little reign of terror here, gang, right here on IE America Radio Network. My name's Curtis Ellis, and we are taking your calls, taking the names. We're kicking ass and taking names. We're going to figure out who belongs on the enemy's list, who we should round up, who Admiral Poindexter is going to get to look into with his little snooping machine, and who we can send on a Caribbean vacation to Guantanamo Bay. 800-825-5937. Fear not, it's retribution time tonight.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Dude, and here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
The old king's execution, 4 years after, remember how those courtiers took their final bow. String up every aristocrat, out with the priest, and let them live on their fat.
Yeah, we're making up our enemies list here, gang. My name's Curtis Ellis. I am leading the charge. I am your fearless leader. I am on the barricade with a broken bourbon bottle. We're going to round them all up and send them right to the guillotine. We got Camp X-Ray just waiting to be filled up. We are going to have our Patriot Act in hand, and we're going to get all them un-American Poindexters, and we're going to lock them up and give them the treatment they deserve. Who do you nominate? 800-825-5937. Armand in Florida. I suspect that you've got a few names up your sleeve.
Sir, you know where I can get a bumper sticker that says, impeach the Carlisle Group?
You might try evolvefish.com. Yeah, he just might have something for you there. They got all kinds of...
How about well-oiled lies are harder to catch?
Oh.
Or maybe impeach Enron or impeach Hal Burton. What do you think of those for bumper stickers?
Well, I think those are great bumper stickers. I think those are great candidates for my treasonous list, for my bill of indictment here. Carlisle Group's definitely a good bunch of people. Halliburton, man, those lice, yeah, we got to round all those guys up too. And, you know, they run Camp X-Ray, so they'll be right at home down there when they're locked up in those little cages. So what's your question?
Well,
I know everything. You can ask me anything.
Okay, if Clinton inhales, what does Bush do?
he sucks. Thank you, Armand, for elevating our discussion beyond the realm of elevation. So we have Philip Anschutz. We have the entire Republican Party. We have Oliver North, Rupert Murdoch, Gordon Liddy, the Carlisle Group, the Halliburton Gang, Brown and Root, and we got Tim in Hartford. I suspect you have a few people you have nominated.
Oh, absolutely, Curtis. I'd like to nominate the entire Democratic Leadership Conference.
Ha, ha, ha.
That includes Bill Clinton, Al Gore, the two gentlemen who are responsible for NAFTA and GATT, who started the process of exporting the jobs, which you started to talk about in the beginning.
Thank you very much. Yes,
you know,
I was thinking
just
about
to bring
that
up
today.
Full circle, you know, the man who was president who couldn't be loyal to his own wife and had to drop trow at every 5 seconds.
He couldn't be loyal to his own wife, and he couldn't be loyal to the class that elected him. He is a class traitor, and he too will be subjected to Madame Guillotine when my revolution comes down. That's very good, Tim in Hartford. You're a courageous denouncer. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We're going to continue on our reign of terror here on the IE America Radio Network.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is my
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too? Heck.
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why don't
me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. U.S. military officials in Baghdad have confirmed that Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay Hussein, are dead. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez told reporters, quote, "We are certain they were killed during a fierce gun battle at a villa in Mosul." Sanchez said officials are still working to identify the other two victims killed in the firefight. Uday and Qusay were identified through the use of multiple sources. The United Nations is calling on the U.S. to lay down a timetable for giving Iraqis control over their own country. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, addressing the Security Council, has urged a swift end to the military occupation. His comments came during the unveiling of a report on the situation in Iraq from the U.N. Special Representative to the country. Nathan King reports from the United Nations.
Welcoming the formation of the new Iraqi Governing Council as an important first step, Kofi Annan, however, did say Iraqis' urgent needs still need to be met.
The need to restore sovereignty to the people of Iraq as soon as possible. The need to respect the Iraqi people's right to determine their political future. The need to respect Iraq's sovereignty over its territory and natural resources.
UN Special Representative for Iraq Sergio Vieira de Mello also insisted that the United Nations should be more deeply involved in helping bring democracy to Iraq. He also reiterated concerns about the security situation and the deaths of innocent civilians from landmines and ammunition. Nathan King at the United Nations, New York.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Authorities may have found the body of missing Baylor basketball player Patrick Dennehy. Law enforcement officials have told ESPN a body was found just outside of Waco, Texas today, but it's not known if it's the missing Bears center. Dennehy has been missing since mid-June, and authorities were searching a gravel pit and the banks of a river near an apartment he shared with Carlton Dotson, who has been charged with his murder. NASA managers are releasing documents that show just how little discussion there was about the possibility that foam debris could have seriously damaged the space shuttle Columbia. The Orlando Sentinel is reporting that transcripts of mission management team meetings show the external fuel tank debris was only talked about three times after the orbiter's July 16th launch. Damage caused by the debris is believed to have caused the shuttle's February 1st breakup over Texas. The transcripts also reveal what the Columbia Accident Investigation Board is calling a major technical breakdown among the team assigned to oversee the mission.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Going vegetarian could lower your cholesterol about as well as drugs called statins. That word comes from Canadian researchers today. They say a diet containing lots of vegetables, fruits, nuts, and vegetable oils can reduce bad cholesterol by 29% in just 4 weeks. In the research, Canadian scientists treated one group of patients with cholesterol-lowering drugs and put the other on a vegetarian diet. The group on statins lowered its average cholesterol rate by 31%. The findings suggest patients with high cholesterol should try changes in their diet for 6 to 12 weeks before turning to statins. On Wall Street, the news that Saddam Hussein's two sons were killed in Iraq by U.S. troops spurred earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 61 points and finished at 91.58. The Nasdaq was up 24 to finish at 1706. The S&P 500 was up 9 and finished at 988. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Just like Will and Luke have some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as afterrun, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Right here, right now, right here, right now, we are drawing up a list and we are checking it twice. The list of treasonous un-Americans. The list of people who are truly indictable for treason. My name is Curtis Ellis, and the phone number here is 800-825-5937. I am your fearless leader, and I am not afraid to call someone un-American, and you shouldn't be either. This is a chance, because this is absolutely necessary if we are going to save this country. The Democrats and the liberals have been accused of being wimps, being tough enough, not being strong enough, and I say, hogwash! We are tough enough, we are strong enough, we're strong enough to call people un-American. People that have a problem with dissent in this country are un-American. They should go move to Red China. That's what I say. Now, maybe you've just tuned in and you have no idea what I'm ranting about. This whole thing started when I read the paper today and I saw that IBM is now going to ship all of their white-collar jobs overseas. All of those good-paying, high-tech jobs like computer programmers and code checkers and things like that, call centers when you call in because your Windows has crashed or your IBM notepad is not working and you need some help. How do I get it loaded back up again? Well, those calls are now going to be answered in Bombay or in Shanghai or in Guangdong or some or Longdong or someplace like that. And that's because the IBM executives don't care about Americans. It occurred to me, it is clear cut, it is crystal clear that it is the right wingers who don't care about America and don't care about Americans. They are the people who could give a gnat's patootie about the American working family. They don't care about these people. They just love the dollar. That's all they love is the dollar, the almighty dollar. That's all they care about. The only thing they like about America is the American dollar. They hate Americans. They just want the American dollar. So I say these people should be indicted for treason. Because as I was explaining last night, in case you weren't listening, I am convinced that it is not the dawn of a new conservative era. It is high noon for the Bush administration. I don't care that they killed Uday and Cuse. There are Americans being killed over there. This is a big mess over there in Iraq, and the economy is in the toilet. It's not going to get any better because they are totally clueless. Now all of the good American white-collar jobs are being shipped overseas, just like all the good American manufacturing jobs were shipped overseas. The Americans ain't going to have any money even to buy the cheap slave labor goods that they sell in Walmart. They're not going to be able to afford them anymore. It's going to be a real mess. And then when Bush is out of office, that means that we have an opportunity, the Democrats, the leftists, the whatever you want to call yourself. I'm a man. I'm not a can of soup. I don't need a label on me for you to tell what's inside. But you can call yourself whatever you want. And when we get back in power, we better have our enemies list drawn up, because we will have the Patriot Act in hand, and we will have Camp X-Ray to do what we want to do with it. And we don't have to put some poor little flea-bitten sand Arab over there in Camp X-Ray. We can put some good treasonous Americans in there. And we got some great nominations so far. Oliver North, Rupert Murdoch, Gordon Liddy, they're all going to get Caribbean vacations. And somebody even nominated President Bill Clinton because he pushed through NAFTA. But I want to hear who you're going to nominate for a Caribbean vacation. Come on down, the proud winner of a lifetime in Camp X-Ray. 800-825-5937 is the number here. I'm sorry, now, there's somebody on. Somebody is on the radio. I didn't catch your name. Is it Robert?
Walt.
Walt. Walt. Walt Disney.
Walt from Connecticut.
Walt from Connecticut. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
I didn't expect to get through to you, but I nominate our vice president. Everything he says that he wants to, he can't tell anybody anything. Everything is confidential.
Yeah.
And
man, I tell you, you know, I had a maid once. I had this house cleaner. She came over. She worked for me. And I came home one day, and the house wasn't quite in order, and actually there was some new furniture in there. And I said, where did you get this furniture? What have you been doing? She said, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I said, excuse me, you work for me. You're going to tell me what you did with my money. And that's why this guy Dick Cheney is, man. He works for us. We're paying his salary, and he's telling us he can't tell us who he's meeting with. On my dime.
That's right. And our president, he's sending our boys overseas, but when he was in the Texas Air Guard, he went AWOL for a year. What
yeah.
the hell would he do if one of our boys over there went AWOL?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
And then you talk about money going overseas.
Yeah.
I just called J.C. Penney's to correct my bill.
Right.
And do you know where the billing is for J.C. Penney's?
I would like to know. You tell me.
In India.
India. Oh, my
God. I spoke to the operator over there, and I asked her where she was located, and she said India.
I love it. I love it. I told you, I called MCI the other day to straighten out my bill.
And that's Bernie Ebers' company, you know, the guy who stole, like, zillions of dollars from everybody. He belongs in Parchment Farm. He's too good for Camp X-Ray.
I just want
to send him right to Parchment Farm, that down there in the Mississippi Delta. That's where he should be hoeing with a short hoe. He got to be picking cotton and doing some stoop work. That's what Bernie Ebers should be doing. And that MCI call taker, she was in Bombay. She was Mumbai, as they say now.
And I got one more for you.
All right.
That
I'm taking
the,
down names here, baby. I'm taking down
the
names.
The governor of Connecticut.
Ooh.
Roland.
What's he been doing?
He is taking and cutting back all the school budgets and everything else, but he can have the people work on the roads Saturday and Sunday night repairing roads, paying them double time and a half.
Aha. Now, who's getting a kickback on that one? And who is getting a kickback on that contract, I wonder?
I wonder. And the one that is doing it is Tomasi.
Tomasi.
Tomasi, the Tommaso Company.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I used to work up there in Connecticut. I used to work down in Bridgeport with Hi Daddario. Hi-ho Daddario. Daddario, very nice outfit over there. This guy has cement companies and landfills. And he owns half of Bridgeport, but
okay. That's
another story. Hey, thank you very much, Walt.
Okay.
We are building. You have a good night. And we're going to take back this country, and we're going to de-lousify, get rid of all the lice that have been driving this country into a ditch. Now, Linda, from I don't know where, she has emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, and she says, even though I am a lifelong Democrat, I nominate Bill Clinton because he pushed through NAFTA. And the reason we're having the corporations desert us is because of NAFTA. Remember, they promised us that high-paying tech jobs would save us all from NAFTA. Well, now the tech jobs are going also. Exactly. That's exactly the thing. I was over, a couple months ago, I was over in Africa, in Zambia. And then from Zambia, I went over to Mauritius, which is this little island, very overcrowded little island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And they make, right now, they make fake Ralph Lauren garments. Ralph Lauren never copyrighted his name in Mauritius, so they got all these people over there making phony Ralph Lauren polo clothes. And they grow sugar cane, and they got resorts, you know, beach resorts for the Europeans. And the other thing they're doing now is they're building, they're calling it Technology City. They're building a huge tech center for the purpose, what they're going to do, they're going to create jobs for the Mauritians, for the Martians. They're going to create jobs for the Mauritians answering phone calls from American companies, doing data entry, processing Medicare claims. This is all going to be done by people who are paid roughly $50 a week. They say this is the only way they can compete because of GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and the World Trade Organization. Because up till now, the Europeans used to give these poor Martians a break, and they used to buy all their sugar from this island of Mauritius. But now the World Trade Organization, in their infinite wisdom, has decided that the Europeans can't treat the Mauritians special. They cannot buy, they cannot set a quota and buy sugar from the Mauritians. They have to buy sugar from the cheapest place possible, which is probably some American subsidized farmer or something. So the Mauritians cannot grow sugarcane and put food on their families by selling their sugar anymore, so they now have to go into another line of work, and that is going to be filling out Medicare claims via satellite-delivered phone calls. So they're going to be taking all those JCPenney jobs and all of those MCI jobs and all of those American high-tech jobs are going to go to Mauritius, because that's the way it works. These American companies are un-American. They don't care about Americans. And we have been sitting around here watching this Bush crowd and these right-wingers call us un-American because we dare to dissent and disagree with Prince George. That makes us un-American. That is ridiculous. They are the treasonous ones. And we got to draw up our list right now, our bill of particulars, because, man, we're going to get them. We're going to get them all, and we're going to round them up, and we're going to de-lousify them, de-republicanize this country, so we can get back on track the way we're supposed to be. Now, this NAFTA thing, Bill Clinton, I think, does deserve. He deserves to get the thumb screws put to him. And maybe Al Gore even more, because he's the one who went on TV and debated old H. Ross Perot over this NAFTA thing. So he really comes out the skunk. Now, I noticed here in New York something of what happened right after NAFTA. And I'll tell you about that on the other side here. But I want to hear who you are going to nominate for my enemies list and for your enemies list so we can take America back again. The phone number is 800-825-5937, or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. My name is Curtis Ellis.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved, guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way, guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams, guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Sometimes I wonder if our so-called leaders in Washington get up every morning and drink a great big glass of hypocrisy just to get them prepared for their day's work. How else can you explain the fact that while Bush and the congressional leaders of both parties are always speechifying about how much they honor the men and women on the front lines of America's war machine, they cynically shortchange these very troops at budget time? Military spending is now nearly $400 billion a year, yet only a pittance of that goes to outfit the grunts who do the dirty and deadly work of, for example, rooting out terrorist forces. The infantry, on whom the White House must depend to pursue its war adventures, has been left, quote, cash poor and ill-equipped, according to senior Army officers who are disgusted that the politicians and top brass stiff our ground troops. Army investigators report that the underfunding is so bad that GIs in Afghanistan had to buy their own gloves, cushion socks, cargo belts, flashlights, and other basic equipment. Where are the billions for defense going? To huge corporate contractors that make high-tech razzle-dazzle weaponry and that make fat cat campaign contributions to Bush and the other politicians. While the grunts, who don't make campaign contributions, have to buy their own socks in Bush's war against terrorism, the corporate contractors routinely overcharge and defraud us taxpayers for techno-weapons that are absurdly expensive and often don't work or aren't even needed. The New York Times reports that just this year's $690 million cost overrun on the problem-plagued and unnecessary F-22 jet would pay for brand-new boots, fatigues, helmets, weapons, ammo, flak vests, and other necessary needs of 87,000 ground troops. But, said the Army's chief of infantry sarcastically, we've chosen to do other things. This is Jim Hightower saying we shouldn't pay a dime in cost overruns to the military profiteers until our soldiers are fully outfitted.
Yeah, gang, we're gonna do it.
Why do they have the gold? Why do they have the power? Why? Do they have the friends at the top? Why do they have the jobs at the top? We've got nothing, always have.
And we're not going to stand for it anymore. We're going to take it all back right here on the IE America Radio Network. My name's Curtis Ellis, your fearless leader. I'm on the barricade with a broken bourbon bottle, and we are rounding up names. We're going to round up the usual suspects. When this regime has collapsed, they're all going to have a Caribbean vacation down in Guantanamo Bay. They are going to regret that they ever set up Camp X-Ray, because we are going to send the real traitors to Guantanamo. 800-825-5937. Who do you nominate? Handyman emailed me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. He nominates the members of the Supreme Court who established this treasonous regime, resulting in the first judicial coup d'etat in American history. Yes. Yes, Handyman, you are absolutely right. There is a space for those five Supreme Court injustices who should all be indicted for treason. Or, heck, we don't even have to do that anymore. With these crazy laws this crowd established, we don't have to indict anybody for anything. We can just lock them up and then throw away the key and don't even give them a phone call. Man, this is going to be great when we take power. We got all these laws. We can just do whatever we want. We can, John Ashcroft, man, we're just going to shake, rattle, and roll you. It's called torture light. I mean, let's give you a little bit of rough treatment, man. Nobody's going to ever know it because they're not going to even know you were arrested. We can't release that information because of national security. Who did you arrest? We can't tell you. Okay, what happened to John Ashcroft? I don't know. Well, who do you think? Now, Bill Clinton and Al Gore have been nominated several times to be arrested because of their role in NAFTA. I started to tell you, you know, right after NAFTA passed, there was a sudden huge influx of Mexicans into New York City. Now, it had its good effect because you didn't used to be able to get good Mexican food in New York. It used to be really crappy stuff with, like tomato soup, Campbell's tomato soup on enchiladas. You know, it just didn't work. It was terrible. Now you can get some really good Mexican food here. I've got like three restaurants within a block of me where I can get really good Mexican food like I only used to be able to get in California. So the reason, though, why all of these Mexicans came to New York when they didn't used to be here is they could not afford to stay down on the farm anymore. Because after NAFTA came into effect, all of this American corn was being dumped on the Mexican market. See, the American farmers get paid by you and me, the American taxpayers. They get subsidized to grow corn. Then that corn is exported to Mexico. Mexico used to have tariffs to keep that corn out, so they would protect the price of corn so the farmers in Mexico could make a living growing corn. Now the farmers in Mexico can't make a living growing corn anymore, so they all have to come to America. Now who does that benefit? That benefits the people who hire them for 3 cents a day to work in the kitchens and to work as gardeners and everything else. It doesn't benefit me, except that I can get good tacos now. And it doesn't benefit everybody who's got to be a roofing contractor, because now they're being underbid by these Mexicans who used to be very happy planting corn with a stick in the dirt. They'd punch a hole in the dirt with a stick and they'd drop a corn in it and they'd grow the corn and they'd take siesta and they'd sleep all day. And they were happy. Now they're not allowed to do that anymore. And this country's going to hell. And if you people don't wake up and realize that, you deserve to have your country overrun by Mexicans. Now, Ray in Arizona, who are you going to nominate for this treason list that I've got cooking up here?
Yes, I'd like to nominate the biggest SOB on television, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, the pig boy. And I want to tell you why. And I want to nominate this SOB. He's the guy who's pushing the Bush's phony war. He's the guy who's responsible for all the war propaganda on Fox News. And now this guy, he threw a concert to raise money for all the people who died. I mean, I find it very hypocritical, you know. I mean,
yeah, Ray, hang on a second. We gotta take a little news break here, Ray. I want to hear more of what you say. Anybody who's going to nominate Sean Hannity for treason is a good guy in my book. Number here is 800-825-5937. We're rounding up the usual suspects here. We're going to put them all away.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Ape hunters have unleashed deadly diseases on the rest of the world, according to a new book. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The practice of killing and eating chimpanzees and other African apes has proven deadly not only to the animals, it's killing people too. Dale Peterson is the author of a new book called Eating Apes. He says chimps, gorillas, and humans share susceptibility to a number of viruses. Peterson says the AIDS crisis began when the HIV virus spread from chimps to humans, and he says hunting apes for food is likely to blame.
As we now know, people eating and butchering and handling chimps, that's the source of HIV in humans, HIV-1, which accounts for 99% of all the AIDS cases in the world. So this is a very expensive thing going on, and there are a number of related primate viruses, the SIVs, that could recombine with HIV-1 or HIV-2 and produce yet another AIDS crisis. There are an awful lot of viruses that make a very quick and relatively easy jump from primates into humans.
That includes Ebola, a deadly fever that's spreading among apes in Central Africa. Two-thirds of the gorillas in one wildlife reserve recently died of Ebola, and it easily jumps from animals into people. It kills up to 90% of its human victims. An outbreak last February in the Congo, which killed more than 120 people, was traced to the consumption of infected monkey meat. Peterson says hunting apes is driving them to extinction, but it also poses a major public health crisis.
For me, it's a moral issue. It's an enormous biodiversity issue, and it's certainly an incredible public health issue that nobody has started to examine.
That's Dale Peterson, author of Eating Apes. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yeah, we are here to put together our enemies list. My name is Curtis Ellis.
The phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. The email address, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. We are collecting names, baby. We're kicking ass and taking names, because when we take this country back from that mob in the White House, we're going to use that Patriot Act. We're going to use that total information awareness of Mr. Poindexter's, and we're going to use Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay to lock up all of the treasonous individuals who have put this country in the toilet. And not just people. According to Mr. Curd in conservative hell, Nebraska, he says, I put God in that there Cuba camp over there. He, she, it has caused all this crap in the first place. Thanks, dude. Oh, thank you, Mr. Curd. You know, that kind of reminds me. It goes along with my theory that God is a homeless bag woman. And Exhibit A in this argument is what God did, what she did over there in the Middle East. You know, she tells the Jews, this land is yours. Then she told the Muslims, this land is yours. Then she told the Christians, this land is holy for you. So they're all fighting it out over there. So this is ADD, homeless, crazy bag woman. That's what God is. And according to Mr. Curd, God belongs in Camp X-Ray in Cuba. Now, Ray in Arizona, you were telling me you have nominated Pig Boy Sean Hannity.
Yes, sir. And I truly believe he's one of the biggest hypocrites. All the Republicans are hypocrites, but he's the worst one. Because he's the one who go on Fox News 24 hours a day and he provoked this Bush's phony war. And now he's throwing a concert for all the dead, all the family of the dead soldier. He's the one who's responsible for the death. And now he wants to play a nice guy. I can't believe this. You know, Curtis,
These people have no shame. These people have no shame whatsoever.
Absolutely no shame. You know, Curtis, I'm from Mexico. And you go to Mexico, you mention, like, I'm Republican. They spit on your face. Because
right?
They have their problem with the PRI and PAN and all these political parties. So they know this Republican's hypocrite. I don't understand these American people, why they can't rationalize this phony war. The whole thing is about the Halliburton and Bechtel. They're sucking all the oil, they're pocketing their profit, and they're using our military life to guard their investment. We're losing each day one American life. These people have family. They have father, mother, uncle. You know, and they have to get up every day to CNN. They say the one guy died. And I mean, what kind of life do you think they
That's right.
Have?
That's right. And for everyone that dies that they tell us about, there are two others that are dying that they're not telling us about. These people
exactly.
were killed in car. They say, oh, they got killed in a car accident. Well, you look into the details. They swerved off the road to avoid an oncoming vehicle. In other words, there was some suicidal mujahideen driving their car at full speed straight at their Humvee, and they had to swerve to miss it, and that's when they got killed, and they say it's a car accident.
Curtis, can I just get something off my chest? I want to
please do. That's what we're here for.
Curtis, you heard it on television, all this Republican crying, that said, oh yeah, all these Kurdish Iraqi people died during Saddam Hussein. You know, I want to ask American people one question. Since when Republican Party, the party of a KKK, white Anglo-Saxon male, he cares about a bunch of brown-skinned Iraqi? I mean,
that's
I want
right.
to ask them this question. You know, when Saddam Hussein was killing, Saddam Hussein is a brutal dictator. Everybody knows that. He's been killing people for the last 30 years. Why
that's
are
right.
you talking about it right now?
That's right. And they used to send him money.
When he was killing all the Kurds, when he was killing all the Iraqi, when he was killing all the Iranians, he was buying a chemical weapon from Ronald Reagan. In fact,
that's
we sent
right.
Cain, we sent Rumsfeld over there. He was shaking his hand because Saddam Hussein was our son of a bitch. He was killing all the Iraqis and with our American-made chemical weapon. And now this Republican crying on television, they say, oh, yeah, we find a mass grave. Well, duh. Who's the one? Who's the one who sold it to them?
Exactly.
Why American people can't understand it? This is so obvious.
Oh, now, where did you learn all this? You obviously did not get it from Tom Brokaw on the NBC News.
No, that's a very good question, Curtis. What I did, I strictly away put television aside except half an hour of Crossfire, and I taped that thing, and I'm strictly on internet. And I encourage all my American friends, my brother and sister, to do the same thing, because you cannot get this thing from the news. I mean, I happen to be bilingual. I can turn the channel to Spanish news.
You're bilingual.
And they talk about the Halliburton. They talk about Bechtel. You know, All the Mexicans here in Arizona, they know about Halliburton. It is
really?
Such a
oh, my gosh. Oh, look, the Mexicans are not stupid people. The Mexicans know how corruption works because they have seen it firsthand with the PRI. They have seen it in Mexico. I've been down there. I've spent years in Mexico. It's a beautiful country, beautiful people. Their government is so screwed up. It's unfortunate.
Exactly.
I don't know how they got this government, man. They don't deserve it. And
exactly.
I want to ask you a question now. I mean, I understand, I've heard this from people who've been down there recently, because I haven't been there in a little while, that there are entire towns in Mexico where there are no men, villages where the men have all left and gone north because they can't afford to grow corn anymore. They can't afford to grow farm goods because of all of this cheap imports from America. Have you heard anything about this?
I heard the same thing. There was a city, a town next to the city I was born. We have a shortage of men. Because men are, the economy is really bad over there, too, and everybody's hurting. You know, but Curtis, you know, it's really, I mean, I do understand, you know, I respect that my wife is American, but I don't understand why American people, they do not, cannot connect the dots. The reason is our military is over there. They can't bring the military out because these Halliburton and Bechtel, they're sucking all, they're making a killing money over there at the expense of our taxpayer. And then if I go express my concern...
Prison of politics is shameful. I don't mean you, Ray. I mean for an American person to say, I'm not interested in politics, that is beyond irresponsible. That is criminal negligence. Because that military can only do what we say, allegedly. There's supposed to be popular rule in this country. And if the people decide not to get involved in how this country is run, well, then you have the bullet heads in the Pentagon just on a, you've let them off the leash, and they're just out there running around, bleeding us dry, and killing people all over the world. And for then the Americans say, well, I don't care about politics. That is just the same thing as the Nazis killing people and the German people saying, oh, I didn't know what was going on. I never knew what they were doing over there in that camp in the edge of town. I don't care. I wasn't involved.
Yes, exactly. I you know, I completely agree with you. And Curtis, you know, and I have a message for American people. Just get off the television, turn off that stupid reality show like a Temptation Island and Joe Scumbag Millionaire. Go on the internet. You know, I mean, come on. You know, I'm a brown-skinned immigrant from a third world country. I can figure this one out. Why American people can't figure this one out?
That's right.
What's wrong with American people? Why these people? I mean, our budget surplus is gone. You know, unemployment is 7%. You know, people are out of work. They're killing Americans every day in Iraq. And the Bush popularity is 55%. I can't figure this one out.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wake up, Americans. Be a credit to your race. You got to figure out what's going on. Look at this. This little brown-skinned Mexican knows what's going on. Why don't you, you stupid, dumb white people? Can't you figure it out? Jesus Christ, what's going on here, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are you from? By the way, where do you live in Arizona?
I live in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, beautiful city.
My wife is American. She's born here, you know, and, you know, she knows about, she, I mean, I'm educating her. Before I met her, she was Republican, and now she's Democrat. And I told her, I'm not going to marry you. I'm not going to buy you that dumb diamond ring if you don't change your party. And she did. And of course,
right.
You know what I did? I told everybody in my family, if you guys dare to go vote Republican, nobody is invited to my house. That's what I told them. I drew a line. I stand behind the Democratic Party. I might be a brown-skinned immigrant that they call me a wetback, but I love America, and I love them more than this stupid Republican bastard.
That's right, man. You said it, Ray. We love America. We love America more than these Republicans. I'll tell you, it's like Paul Robeson and Medgar Evers. Medgar Evers fought for his country in World War II. He came back, and he could not be served at a lunch counter, and he still loved his country. That means he loved it more because it was a country that denied him his basic rights, and he still loved the country, and he fought for it.
Yes.
And he fought for it at home as well as abroad. We love this country. We really do. We love it so much that we will try to make it better. We're not just going to suck up to it and suck up to the rich corporate elitists who are bleeding it dry and sending the jobs overseas to some slave labor camp in Mexico, pardon me, in China. or to some take advantage of some people who aren't allowed to form a union. That's why they send these jobs overseas, because if people over there try to form a union and strike for higher wages, they'll be shot by the police or shot by the army. And that's why they send the jobs over there. It's disgusting. I mean, this country was built by hard work, by people like yourself, people like my ancestors, and people who, I mean, the Americans are the people who were thrown out of the best countries on earth, and they came over here to build a better country where we could all have a fair shake. And we love this country. And bless your heart. Bless your heart, Ray.
Thanks
for your call, and keep up the good work.
Maybe if
you get a girlfriend, don't do that. Don't cheat on your wife. But if you do, make sure she's not a Republican either. Bless your heart. So now we got Sean Hannity added to our enemies list. My name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Let's hear what Prisgar has to say. He has emailed me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And we are going to read this email once my super slow computer... Okay, now, oh man, this guy's got a great list. Woo-wee, I can't wait to read this. He has nominated number one, Richard Pearl. Number two, Wolfowitz. Man, there's a picture of Wolfowitz. That's a guy, the deputy assistant, under assistant West Coast promo man, assistant secretary of defense, neoconservative, used to be a Trotskyite left-wing fanatic, and now he's a Trotskyite right-wing fanatic. And he was over in Iraq, and they had a picture of him over in Iraq, and he looked kind of crestfallen, I must say. So anyway, Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, the neoconservatives, the Republican Christians, the Luciferian priesthood, and the Illuminati. Oh, my God. If we're going to round up the Illuminati, all those Freemasons who are conspiring against America. And how about the Bilderbergers while we're at it? Yeah, we got to get the Bilderbergers in there, too. We're going to round them all up. We're going to ship them all off to Camp X-Ray, put them in Guantanamo Bay, where they can share a cell with John Ashcroft, and they can figure out what they're doing for fun down there. They can all take dictation from each other. Yeah, just like that Washington Press Corps, which I nominated. I say the Washington Press Corps are all treasonous. They all have blood on their hands because they are just sucking George Bush's dictation, and they're not reporting the news. They're not doing their job. They're just spitting it out. They're not even digesting it. Well, now, as for Saxby Chambliss, I nominated him, Senator Saxby Chambliss, the one who called Max Cleland unpatriotic for having his legs blown off in Vietnam. Saxby Chambliss, and they, you know, this guy, you do not want to get between Senator Saxby Chambliss and a TV camera, because you will get run over, man. I see him on TV, I see him on CNN more than anybody else. This guy has been in office exactly 3 minutes. He doesn't know, I was going to say something I shouldn't say. He doesn't know that from shoe polish, let's put it that way. And he is on all the time. He's just trying to get his face out there. And I just can't stand to see him because I know what he did. He just did the lowest form of character assassination to win his Senate seat. Well, anyway, Ian from Southern California has emailed me, people should remember that the Founding Fathers weren't just bewigged gentlemen preening for their chance to grace American currency. They were loud, rude revolutionaries. Well, I know how to do that. Keenly aware of the power of government to suppress dissent and determined not to let it happen again. As long as we're on the subject, here are a couple of my favorite quotes. Now, so Ian has not nominated people for the treason list. Instead, he's giving us some good quotes. From President Dwight Eisenhower, who was a Republican, but I don't think he'd be a Republican these days. Here in America, we are descended in spirit from revolutionists and rebels, men and women who dare to dissent from accepted doctrine. And then Harry Truman, when even one American who has done nothing wrong is forced by fear to shut his mind and close his mouth, then all Americans are in peril. Uh-huh. So, there you go. Yes, America, we were thrown out of the best countries on earth, and we became Americans, and anybody who has a problem with us dissenting with the government should move to Red China. That's what I say. America, love it or leave it. Love a good argument here. 1-800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis, and I want to hear who you will nominate for my treason list.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free. 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday, from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Standard Time, on IE America Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away,
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
It's coming to America first. The cradle of the best and the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change. And it's here they got the spiritual thirst. Democracy's coming to the USA.
Hey, you bet democracy's coming to the USA, and we're going to round up all them treasonous, un-American traitors, and we're going to ship them to Camp X-Ray, baby, because it's high noon for the conservatives. Their day is over. It is ending. We're going to be back in power soon, and we better know who to round up and who to ship off and who to hit over the head with that blunt instrument called the Patriot Act. Man, they're going to regret the day they ever passed that piece of garbage law, because we're going to use it right at them, men. We're going to get them, we're going to give them steel, and we're going to send them away. The number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis, and I want to know who you are nominating for the enemies list. Bob in Fargo, Alabama, you better have somebody that you want to send away.
Yeah, this is Bob calling from Fargo, Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm proud of President Bush.
Oh.
I wondered if you'd allow me a little time here to make a defense for us.
What?
I'm calling from the New World Order slave plantation pilot camp. This is a pilot camp, work camp, for people like y'all with... seem to be 95% of the population in this country is going to be living in camps like this. And we just had a slave uprising, a wage slave uprising on our New World Order Comfort Slave Camp. And we got reports that you have been teaching the white slaves how to read. Is that true?
That's right. We are teaching the wage slaves how to rise up. My name is Spartacus, and we're having a slave rebellion.
Johnny Boy, it's a felony on the Patriot Act to teach the white slaves how to read. Didn't you know that, boy?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, man. You are crazy, man.
You're right here in the rain with a shotgun chasing down runaway wage slaves that have gotten out of our pallet camp.
Okay. Well, Jesus Christ, my God. They're shooting down wage slaves in Alabama. In old Bammy. This is all right. Well, we're going to catch up with you, and we're going to talk to you some more or not or whatever. But the phone number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. We are taking down names. We are kicking ass and taking names. We're putting together our enemies list so we can straighten this country out. Once and for all. And anybody who has a problem with wage slaves rising up, I say go to Red China.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah. You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Presidential envoy to Iraq, Ambassador Paul Bremer, says it's good news for America and Iraq that Uday and Qusay are dead.
It's a great day for the Iraqi people and a great day for the American military, who once again showed their astounding professionalism in this operation.
The commander in charge of coalition forces in Baghdad, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, told reporters he is, quote, certain Saddam's two sons, Uday and Qusay, were killed during a six-hour firefight at a villa in Mosul. Sanchez said officials are still working to identify the other two victims killed in the gun battle. Former POW Jessica Lynch made her first public appearance today after returning home to her native West Virginia. Army Private First Class Lynch was greeted by hundreds of flag-waving well-wishers at an event in her honor in Elizabeth, West Virginia. The crowd roared as Lynch first appeared in full uniform in a wheelchair.
It's great to be home. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who hoped and prayed for my safe return. For a long time, I had no idea so many people knew I'd been missing.
Lynch expressed her gratitude to the community, the military family, the nurses and doctors that treated her, and the southern Iraqi citizens that helped in her rescue. Governor Bob Wise opened the ceremony, saying today marks the most exciting homecoming Wirt County has ever seen, West Virginia has ever seen, the Lynch family has ever seen. Jessica's brother Greg says he now looks up to his little sister as a role model for himself.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Damage estimates from Hurricane Claudette have been projected to reach at least $100 million. Jerry Johns with the Southwestern Insurance Information Service says in terms of insured losses, we're looking for something in the neighborhood of a projected $100 million. Johns also says insurance adjusters are having trouble finding some of their policyholders.
Put a sign out with the address and the street name because many street signs have been blown away and adjusters will have difficulty finding them.
As many as 100,000 people lost power during the storm that hit last Tuesday. But as of today, American Electric Power reports fewer than 100 individual customers remain without electricity. Texas Governor Rick Perry has named 15 counties in a disaster declaration, while the federal government has only granted that status to 5 of the 15 named by the state. Federal emergency management officials are expected to make a second visit to the region this week to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Claudette.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Firefighters in Paris are at the top of the Eiffel Tower as a trail of smoke billows from the highest part of the landmark. Fire officials confirm they received a call this afternoon that a fire had broken out at the top of the tower. A witness reported seeing a fairly thin trail of gray smoke, and images were broadcast live on French television. Tourists are being kept a distance away from the structure. There is no word if anyone is trapped because of the blaze. The tower's official website says 6 million tourists visit every year. More than one in every 10 Eiffel Tower tourists are from the United States. The world-famous landmark was built beginning in 1900 and was last modified in 1986. Stocks rebounded on strong earnings reports and the news that Saddam Hussein's two sons were killed in Iraq by U.S. troops. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 61 points to 91.58. The NASDAQ added 24 to 1706. The S&P 500 gained 9 points to finish at 988. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sex and the Single Driver. No, it's not the latest XXX film or a video on golf swings. And you'll never guess its producer, director. When I come back,
I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Blockit Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Blockit Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
Sex and the single driver is a favorite feature of insurance companies. And if you're a middle-aged, married female, you're the star of this show. Yes, statistics show younger drivers are involved in more fatalities than mature adults. And singles have less safe driving records than those in wedding bliss. And here's the clincher, gentlemen. Males are deadlier drivers than females. In fact, a National Safety Council survey found fatal accident rates were 63% higher for men. So ladies, start your engines and enjoy the spotlight. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Yeah, they're talking about me, gang. My name's Curtis Ellis. I'm not ashamed to say that. I am your fearless leader tonight. The phone number is 800-825-5937. Here's your chance to prove you're tough enough to earn the respect of America. You are as tough as the right wingers who always accuse liberals of being treasonous and un-American. I am taking names for the enemies list, because when we take over, when the old regime falls, we need to know who to round up, who to ship out to Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo, who to use the Patriot Act on. We are the real patriots, my friends, and we're going to get those real treasonous traitors. We're going to round them up, and we're going to lock them up. And we're going to throw away the key, and we don't even have to bother to indict them for treason, because thanks to the Patriot Act and all this other newfangled stuff that this Bush administration's cooked up, we don't have to indict anybody for anything. We can just lock them up like Mr. Padilla, call them an enemy combatant, say they're dirty bombers, and we don't even have to charge them with anything. We can just let them rot. And that's what we're going to do, but we need to know who to do it to. So I'm asking y'all for your name. Your names for the enemies list. We got Sean Hannity. We got Saxby Chambliss. We got Oliver North. We got Philip Anschutz, some rich elitist who backed Bob Dole for president. We've got Ann Coulter. We've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got Dana Bash. We've got the Carlyle Group. We've got JCPenney, because they are shipping jobs over to India. When you call JCPenney to get your credit card bill straightened out, man, there's somebody over there in Mumbai answering the phone trying to take your order down. Man, that is just unacceptable. We got Governor Rowland of Connecticut, because he's laying off teachers, but he's paying people overtime to work on the roads late at night and on weekends. We've got Dana Bash, because she's just plain stupid. And we got Ari Fleischer, because he's a pencil-neck geek. All these people are going to be rounded up. We got Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. We've got Steve in Boston, who wants Ann Coulter, Jerry Falwell, Matt Drudge, and he wants to put Jerry Falwell and Matt Drudge in the same cell. And Ann Coulter, that blonde conservative, she is going to go too, because she doesn't even know what an American is. She thinks liberals hate America. Now, Lynn, in New York, you're going to have somebody to nominate, aren't you?
Yeah, I do. I have, what about, no one mentioned Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch, yeah. Ooh, somebody did not. He deserves to be nominated twice.
Yeah, I don't know how he missed that. I happened to listen to your show today from last night, and as far as the food thing goes.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do that, yeah. We have a
huge
garden. Yeah, we do. We have a huge garden. Yeah, we have a huge garden. What we're going to do is we're going to have voters, registration ones. We can get them right here downtown.
Uh-huh.
And take home some food from our garden. We're going to put it out in front, and they're going to be able to sign up and actually take some food from the garden home.
Well, that is great. Lynn, you are a hero. You are a true patriot.
Yes,
that is
definitely
fabulous. We have an unhealthy democracy. We got to get a healthy democracy, and that means a well-fed democracy. So
yeah, you know, there's a guy who called last night, and he was one of your he was your last caller, and he was talking about the difference between a loyalist and a patriot. I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, that was very interesting. He was talking about during the Revolutionary War era, you had the loyalists who were loyal to King George, and then you had the patriots who were patriotic and believed in this country. And he's saying right now we got people that are confusing the two because they're just loyal to the government. And that by being loyal to the Bush administration, they think they're being patriots. But patriots stand for principle, and the principle of America is dissent and democracy and arguments and all that good stuff. And these people are just loyal to the government, and they can't stand the idea of anybody arguing. And it just drives me crazy, and they are not patriots, and they should all be locked up for treason. Yeah, we're going to off with their heads. Off with their heads.
Yeah, we got to do something with them. I was watching Washington Journal, which I happen to watch, and I listen to all these people call and complain. They're going, one lady calls and she says, they're trying to, those Democrats, they're trying to take that poor man down.
Right, you're right, we are. We're going to take him down, we're going to whoop him. We're going to whoop him, we're going to cane him like some Singapore gum chewer. He's going to get caned. Yeah, that's what we're going to do to him.
Got a good article off the internet how the GOP is worried that Bush isn't going to get reelected now. It just article just popped up.
Really? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. King George is worried about his keeping his throne, I think.
Absolutely. He is absolutely totally beatable. I'm convinced of it. It is high noon for the Democrats. Pardon me, for the Republicans, for the conservatives, for the Bush administration. The sun has reached the high point on their day. It is going down on them. They are going down, baby. They're going to go down hard. They're going to fall hard. And when we take power, we got to know who to round up and who to persecute, because you can't have a revolution without a good purge. So we're going to purge this country. We're going to purge this country like a dose of salt. We're going to go right through it, and we're going to take them all, and we're going to round them up, and we're going to stick their heads in the guillotine, and we're going to off with their heads. That's what we're going to do. Yep, I'm convinced of it.
Oh,
thank you so much, Lynn.
You got to take Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch, that's right. We're going to send him back to Australia. We're going to let him eat kangaroo for the rest of his life. Now, right. Ed in Chicago, thank you so much, Lynn. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm glad that you were... She was talking about my program last night where I was raising food for democracy. We got to have a well-fed democracy. And I say, we give food to everybody who registers to vote. And you don't even have to go to the courthouse to register to vote anymore. You can register people right in your backyard. And that's what Lynn's going to do. She's going to give them all a zucchini. If they register to vote, she's going to give them the big zucchini, baby. That's what I say. Give them the big zucchini if you register to vote. And if you register as a Republican, I know where to stick that zucchini, too. So, now, Ed, in Chicago, what do you have to say tonight?
I've got a couple to add to your list.
Okay.
How about Phil and Wendy Graham?
Oh, yeah, frog boy, Phil Graham.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, and he's a guy that didn't believe in government, but every job he had in his whole life was a government job.
Yeah, talk about a hypocrite.
Right.
Talk about a lion sack of manure.
He also aligned himself with, I can't remember, it's the big prison corporation.
Wackenhut?
I'm not sure which one. You know, but about the time they bought stock in the prisons, that's when they got really tough on the drug offenders, you know?
That's when they decided to have minimum sentences, mandatory sentences.
Yeah, like the Rockefeller laws.
Yeah, got to send them to prison for so many years. You have no choice. The judge can't make any leeway, can't make any Solomonic decisions about who goes and who doesn't go. Nope, they all go. They all go to prison. Got to fill up those beds because we got stock in the company.
Right, because they're taking the bad drugs, not the good drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what Phil's doing right now?
No, what is Phil doing?
Phil,
he resigned from the Senate.
He's vice chairman of UBS Warburg, which is the investment arm of the largest Swiss bank.
Uh-huh.
So he's,
now, UBS.
UBS Warburg. They're here in Chicago.
Yeah, the Warburgs. The Warburgs. Yeah. They were behind the founding of the Federal Reserve System, the Warburgs were.
Really?
Yeah, they were. You go back into the history books on when the Federal Reserve Bank was set up in the early 1900s, and Warburg was part of that cabal that was pushing for that. Now, I'm not saying there's anything necessarily evil in that. It's just a fact. Just a fact.
Well, we don't. It's like, I don't know if you've read Gore Vidal.
Everything he's written.
He says there are no conspiracies. We just call them coincidences.
Exactly. Right. Right. That's right. There are no conspiracies. These people do not have telephones. They do not talk to each other. They do not have private clubs where they meet each other and discuss how to further each other's interests. No, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that these people would do that.
There's no connection between Prescott George and George, right?
No, exactly. That's right. And Prescott, I believe he wasn't UBS his outfit. I think Prescott, when he was indicted for trading with the enemy for his financing of the Nazis.
Anyone who thinks that that's a coincidence should go to Google, type in Bush and Nazi.
That's right.
And they'll find some really interesting coincidences.
Yeah, I think UBS was part of that. I think it was. Phil Graham, now he was one of the guys that wanted to push for the deregulation of the electricity markets in America.
You know where his wife was when he was doing that?
She was either at Enron.
She was on the board of Enron.
Yes, she was on the board of Enron, and also I believe she was on the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and they made an exemption so that electricity futures would not be regulated by the Commodities Futures Trading Commission.
Yep.
So there you go. These people definitely deserve Camp X-Ray. They deserve Camp X-Ray with an electrical generator hooked up to their private parts. That's what I say.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to do my part.
You were doing your patriotic duty, denouncing the rats, denouncing these horrible, treasonous individuals who are undermining America. We've got to round them all up.
You're like knitting your sweater like the old lady in Tale of Two Cities, right?
That's right. Madame Lafarge sitting here. We're going to get them all, baby. We're going to give them steel. Thank you so much, Ed.
Okay,
you're a genius and a true patriot. My name is Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We have just a few scant minutes left. We have less than an hour left to the show tonight, and we have got to start. We've got to complete our enemies list. We have started to round up the names. All the people. When the bill comes due, we're going to know where to go. We're going to get Dick Cheney, baby. Dick Cheney, because he refuses to tell his bosses who he's been working for. What has he been doing on company time? You know, I hired somebody once to get me a new phone system. And they went out and they bought this phone system. And I said, well, how did you arrive at the decision that this is the phone system I should buy? And they said, well, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you who I met with. I can't tell you who I met with and what bids I got, because that would interfere with me getting candid advice. And that's exactly what Dick, and I said, you're fired, you idiot. You work for me. You're going to tell me everybody you talk to. Well, that's what Dick Cheney did, man. He had this little energy task force, and he won't tell us who he met with on his energy task force. He forgets that he works for us. All these people work for us. We're paying their salaries. They got to tell us who they're talking to. Man, it's so simple. I mean, it's so simple that even some Mexican figured out how it works. Why are the American people so stupid they can't even figure this out? Man, the phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. My email address, I do have email here. I am in the 20th century. Unfortunately, the rest of the world's in the 21st century. But the email address is fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And let's see now. Somebody sent me this email. It's about enlarging my... No, not that one. We're going to hear... The phone number is 1-800-825-5937. We're going to hear with Janine, who she got nominated for the enemies list when we come back. But I want to hear who you're nominating. 800-825-5937. 800-825-5937. I'm Curtis Ellis.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving.
They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it? You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name Carl.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Give me your 100. You're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. You're poor, huddled masses, let's club them to death. And get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out. On the dirty boulevard. Going out. To the dirty boulevard. They're going down.
Yeah, baby, they're going down.
Boulevard.
We're going to put John Ashcroft, Jerry Falwell, and Pat Robertson out there turning tricks on the dirty boulevard when my revolution's done. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis. I want to know who you are going to turn out, who you are going to turn in. We're collecting names. I'm kicking ass and taking names here for the enemies list. And Bruce in Oregon, do you have anybody to add to this list? You're on the radio. You are on the radio. Go ahead. Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, doing just fine.
All right.
Just
Where are you up in Oregon?
I'm just about to cross into California, actually.
Yay, beautiful country out there, God's country.
It seems to be all on fire at the moment.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Well, then it's Satan's country. I see the flames of hell.
Should be. Let's toss a few more in there.
All right, so who are you going to add to my list here? We're taking names. We're putting together our enemies list, our treasonous traitors who deserve to go down to Camp X-Ray once this Bush administration's done and out and over with.
Yeah, like I said, I hope you have a special cell for solid intellectuals. I'd like to throw Robert Kaplan in there.
Oh, Robert Kaplan.
Yeah,
and what has he done?
He's been writing some books advocating the wars he likes and advocating against the wars he doesn't like, and he's a pretty interesting guy, pretty inconsistent if you start reading his stuff.
Oh, that's right. He's one of them pointy-headed intellectuals who thinks he's smart, but all he's doing is really mouthing the aphorisms and the bromides of the right-wing military-industrialists.
Oh, yeah, he's got a big gun fetish, too. Really likes imagine himself running around the world with a Glock on his hip, in his own words. Hand-in-hand, Glock on hip. That's Robert Kaplan.
Okay. Right. Anybody else for the list?
Oh, he's number one right now. I'm sure someone else has got a few more for you.
All right, thank you. What do you want to do to Robert Kaplan? What should we do to this clown?
Oh, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting challenge. But,
all right, I'll make that another show. We'll figure that one out. Well,
good luck with the mission there.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's a pleasure to hear from you. Now, let's go over to, speaking of California, how about David? David's down in California. You are on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Curtis?
Oh, real good. How are you, David?
I'm good.
Where are you in California?
I'm in Lake Elsinore.
Lake Elsinore. Sounds kind of Camelot-ish or something.
Yes, as Hamlet would say, it's welcome to Lake Elsinore.
So, who do you want to put on the list? Who do we need to be on the lookout for here?
I can't decide between Bush's brain or Bush's mouth.
Now, his brain would be Karl Rove, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. And his mouth would be Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's room at Camp X-Ray for both of them.
Cool.
Well, you know, we're going to clear out all these people down there, you know, all these poor flea-bitten Afghanis and whatnot they rounded up. And, you know, they're probably, you know, I'm sure before Bush is done, he's just going to execute them all anyway and then tell us about it later or not. So there ought to be plenty of empty cells. We ought to be able to fit Karl Rove and Rush Limbaugh down there.
That would be great.
Yeah. And what would you like to do to them? Do you have any particular plans for these people?
Let's see. Oh, Karl Rove, we could pull his brain out through his nose. And Rush Limbaugh, we could cut his tongue out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're getting good and medieval here now.
Welcome to Elsinore.
Great. Well, thank you. Now we're getting in the spirit of this, baby. Now
you got
now
me worked
really
up.
Yeah. That's the way this thing works here. It is a pleasure to hear from you, David.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be careful next time I go to Lake Elsinore. I'm going to walk across the street if I see you there. Okay, my number is 800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis is my name. FastTalkRadio@yahoo.com is my email address. We're collecting names for a big treasonous, un-American, no-goodniks list so that we can round all these people up and we know what to do with them. And we're going to figure out what to do with them if we don't know what to do with them. But I know what to do with them. We're just going to send them down there to Guantanamo Bay.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Thank you. For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. India's highest court yesterday upheld the mass firing of 170,000 government workers, but the court also reprimanded the government of the southern state of Tamil Nadu for the firings and suggested that workers should be reinstated on what it called compassionate grounds. While the ruling is a partial victory, it's a blow for India's trade unions, who hope to overturn the Essential Services Maintenance Act, which banned strikes of public employees. The workers struck early this month after the government unilaterally slashed pension benefits.
36 current and former members of the housekeeping staff at the Central Station Casino in Black Hawk, Colorado, will share in a $1.5 million settlement reached in a discrimination lawsuit. 5 years ago, the casino implemented a requirement that all housekeeping staff speak English while at work, even though it knew many of its housekeepers spoke only Spanish. A supervisor was even fired for refusing to enforce the dictate. The workers sued, and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission got involved, which precipitated the settlement.
It's not the sweetest victory, but union sugar workers at the San Francisco Bay Area's C&H refinery have a new contract following a two-week strike. Members of Sugar Workers Local 1 voted by a 3-2 margin yesterday to accept the three-year deal, which brings employees of the West Coast's only sugar refinery a 9% pay hike over the life of the contract. On the downside, workers will be asked to fork over an additional $12 every 2 weeks for health coverage.
British workers made more than $40 million worth of calls to phone sex and chat lines from the office last year, according to a new study from British Telecom. According to the report, workers at banks and brokerage houses, hotels, and car dealerships were most likely to indulge in phone sex on the job.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
4 years after the revolution and the old king's execution, 4 years after, remember how those courtiers took their final bow. String up every aristocrat.
Yeah.
Out with the priests and let them live on their fat.
Yeah.
4 years after we started fighting, Mara keeps on with his writing. 4 years after the Bastille fell, he still recalls the old battle yell.
Yeah!
Hey! Now we all are the ruling class. Throw all the generals out on their ass.
Yeah! Let's round them up, baby. We got that guillotine. We're rolling it out into the town square. My name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 825-5937. We're going to get them all, baby. We're going to get all those treasonous, un-American, right-wing creepos. And we're going to just off with their heads. Ship them on down to Guantanamo Bay, someplace like that. I don't know what to do with them, but maybe Peter in Michigan has a pretty good idea what to do with them. What do you got to say? You're on the radio.
I got a name for you, Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura, huh? Okay. She's kind of like Dr. Mengele.
Yeah. I've heard just about enough out of her on the radio.
Okay. What would you like to do to her? What do you think would be an appropriate punishment for this woman?
Well, first of all, I think we should just force her to listen to Sirius Radio Left for about 2 months straight.
With earphones.
She'd learn more in 2 months than she has in her whole life.
And I think what we should do is we should probably lock her in a closet with the lights out, with a small puppy dog, give her some methadrine, and strap earphones on her head and make her listen to Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius Left. That might be good.
Yeah,
she'd come out like
She came out like Tanya. You know, that's what, I think that's what they did to Patty Hearst, to turn her into Tanya. Anyway, what else?
I think she should be forced to participate in a lesbian orgy.
Oh, okay. And then we can put the film up on the internet. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a lot of hits. You'd be getting a lot of hits there. And then, you know, I'm afraid, though, if we did that, I'm afraid I'd be getting spam in my email box about the hardest hardcore site possible. See Dr. Laura involved in lesbian sex with underage Russian Lolitas or something. Something terrible like that. Well, you're an intellect, you're a scholar and a gentleman, Peter. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks.
We're going to keep moving here. Janine, down in some places, emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. She wants to get old Ann Coulter signed up for Camp X-Ray. Says anybody who proudly proclaims Joe McCarthy as a hero needs to have her head read. And she says, women are too stupid to vote. That's enough said about Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, that bottle blonde anorexic conservative who writes books about Democrats being treasonous. These people are crazy. Now, there's somebody down there in Florida who wants to talk to me. I missed your first name, but you're on the radio anyway.
Hi,
hello.
Ann,
how are you tonight, Ann?
I'm doing good. I hear you have a list going, and I wanted to add a couple names.
Okay.
From the state of Florida, Catherine Harris.
Oh!
We would not have Bush in the White House.
That's right.
Another one, just because he's so annoying, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly, yeah. I bet he'd break. He'd break real fast if we shipped him down to Camp X-Ray. He wouldn't last 10 minutes down there.
But that's my two contributions.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's hear now. The phone number is 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-825-5937. Call me now. We've only got a few minutes left to the broadcast here. We've got about 20 minutes left here. Dan in New Jersey nominates Paul Wolfowitz, William Crystal, and Justices Scalia and Thomas. Oh, yeah, Uncle Thomas, Uncle Clarence Thomas for the enemies list. That's a good one. I'm surprised no one had mentioned him before. Somebody did nominate the entire Supreme Court. Somebody else nominated the entire Republican Party. David in San Francisco, you are on the radio. Who are you nominating tonight?
Hey, hi, Curtis. You know, I would, having like a little knowledge of...
That big bus just went by. You're going to have to say that again.
Oh, sure, yeah. Having a little knowledge of, if I remember right, it may have even been a Solomonic story about a woman who claimed that someone else kidnapped her child, and then they threatened to cut the child in half, and so the real mother said, no, don't kill the child, give it to her.
That's right.
There are some famous old stories about people who did that, you know, old criminals, and then let the criminal pick the punishment, and then when it comes time to mete out the punishment goes to those that picked the punishment. So,
right.
I'm a little leery about choosing a given punishment for somebody, but one of the solutions that we need taken care of is cleaning up hazardous wastes. You know, there's got to be vast pits of hazardous wastes that have got to be cleaned up, and somebody's going to have to climb down into the muck, you know, with wader boots and clean it up. And wouldn't that be a sweet job to put the big polluters down there in the pit, shoveling the muck?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some of these opportunities out there. There are a lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunities, that's right. Well, that's a way for these unpatriotic, untreasonous people to do some service for their country.
Well, that's
right. They
can
help clean up this country. Since they made such a mess of it, it's only fitting that they help clean it up. Yeah. So maybe like Jack Welch. I think Jack Welch, the guy from General Electric, who has gotten some platinum-plated parachute, we're even paying for his mistresses and his all of the people of America. Every time you buy a General Electric light bulb, you're helping to pay for Jack Welch's condominium in Manhattan and his summer home in Florida or his winter home in Florida, all of that, yeah, he should be there mucking out the hazardous waste pits.
That's right. And when it comes down to it, not only are they helping out America, but they're helping out the world. So there should be, certain benefits, let's say, so just as there were the comfort women that helped to, so we could maybe put Ann Coulter in among the comfort women. But by God, there really are some cleanup needs that have to be done. And we can lessen their sentence if they spend a longer period of time down there in the pit. So, if we give them a 99-year lease for cleaning up thinking about nuclear, and you've just mentioned Jack Welch, and since General Electric has built nuclear waste that'll be here for a 250,000 years, what should be the sentence for a guy who poisons the earth for a 250,000 years? But to put him life on the rock, right?
Yeah.
So, we've got to mete out a sentence that if he can cut back on that 99.9%, we'll cut back his sentence 99.9%. And by God, for a 250,000 years, 99.9% is still going to leave danger to the earth of many hundred centuries. So, we've got to. We got to seriously look at the cleanups, and we've got to have some. We don't want to call them volunteers exactly, but apologies are in order, and genuine cleanups are definitely in order. So we.
Right. I'll call them volunteers. I think we can call them volunteers. I'm volunteering them for this work, so they're volunteers.
Yeah. Well, we definitely got to look at this and how it's going to be done. I mean, that's the sloppy thing about cleaning up hazardous waste. You put somebody out there on a death warrant, well, they may just decide to make it worse, mix two piles of slop and see what it comes up to, So we've got to actually get some genuine remorse out of them before we send them into the pit so that the cleanup job gets done right. So,
yeah, now J.B. Gregg has emailed me, and he has nominated Kenny Boy Lay and Andy Fastow. And I think these are two good candidates to work on some of these jobs, because what they did with the electricity market in California, they've created a huge mess. So I think they should maybe go to clean up some of these nuclear power wastes that are left over in California.
It's good you mentioned that. I was just reading a report on that. It's called Fraud Traced to the White House. And it's www.yuricareport.com. It's eurekareport.com. And, except it's Eureka with a Y. yuricareport.com. And, it's a great little article about, the fraud trace to the White House for the energy policies, but how the Cheney, energy policy report is virtually identical to the Project for a New American Century, and how they planned out this war that they actually had plans to attack Iraq before Bush was even in office, how they planned to attack Syria, North Korea.
That everybody that was part of that Project for the New American Century, they are all going on my list. They're all going on that big golden book in the sky of people we got to round up, and we're going to get Bush, Dick, and Colin, and there's a triumvirate, man. We know what to do with those three. They should all go down. They're all going to go down to Camp X-Ray when we're done with this. And so, well, thank you very much there, Mr. Dan, Mr. California. We're going to move along here. We got somebody else down in Florida, and she's got somebody to, is it a he or she in Florida? Dan in California. I thought that's who I just talked to. I thought there was somebody waiting online.
No.
Oh, that was David.
No,
hello, who is this? This is Dan.
This is Dan calling from Sacramento, California. Great show.
Oh, I thank you.
I have a couple nominations for your list. I'd like to put John Ashcroft on there. I think he's a very scary individual. He's out to take all our rights away. And another guy that just came to mind is Wolfowitz. That guy's another scary individual.
And Wolfowitz is getting, he's very popular on this show tonight. Everybody, he's shown up on the list here and there. That's great. See, now he's going to move to the top of the list. As somebody gets more additions, as more people nominate them and second the nomination, they're just going to move up on the list. So he's going to be the first one who's going to get that old knock on the door.
And just for good measure, seeing as I'm out in California, as I've been subject to a few rolling blackouts a few years ago after the Bushies came into office, I want to put Fastow and Lay at the top of that on that list also, because it's not fun sitting in an air-conditioned house when you have 7 or 8 days of 100-degree temperatures in a row and your electricity goes out.
That's a disaster, man. I'll tell you, it is unbelievable. And when that all was going on, Dick Cheney and his crowd there at the Federal Energy Department were saying, oh, well, the reason there are these rolling blackouts is because they just didn't build enough power plants in California. It's because of environmental regulation. And then suddenly, the blackouts ended.
Right. And it was all very convenient how they were putting all these plants offline for maintenance on the highest energy usage days. I read that same article your previous caller was, I just read that today, your previous caller was mentioning, and yeah, they rates actually went up to, I think they said something like $20 or $3,000 from $12 for a kilowatt. So they really screwed the consumers over in the California market, and we're paying for it now. And the other thing I'm going to throw on there, another person now that I'm started is Daryl Issa, this Republican congressman from San Diego, who is funding the recall of Gray Davis. Not the Gray Davis,
yeah,
a real popular person, but that's this out-and-out partisan politics in a state that's that is exclusively Democrat.
Yeah.
So he's on my list. So
he's on your list. Now, Dan Issa, Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa, what should we do to him?
Well, you know, you should get a bunch of cars and park them out in front of his house and set the alarms off, because he made his fortune off of car alarms.
Oh, my God. There's a special place in Camp X-Ray for him.
Yeah, this guy's a real hardcore conservative Republican. He's originally from Cleveland, and this guy actually, though he's never been convicted, ironically, he has been arrested for car theft with his brother in Cleveland.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yes, and this guy's he's a member of Congress from northern San Diego County, and he's funding the whole Davis recall, and now he's running ads on the radio. So I think we should put him in and have him, to torture him, I think we should have him listen to continuous speeches by President Clinton for hour after hour after hour. I think that would be a good way of torturing that guy.
While the car alarms go off.
Exactly.
Man, I live in Manhattan, and I hear those car alarms, and there have been so many times when I wanted to go out and just shoot those cars.
Annoying.
The cars. I was going to slash tires on one car once, because that car alarm was going off for hours. And I was just going to slash its tires so that when that owner came back, and leave a note on the windshield.
Right.
And tell the owner, you idiot, the reason your tires are slashed is because of your damn stupid car alarm. Hate those things.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure to hear from you in beautiful Sacramento, California.
You got it.
Well,
thanks.
We're moving along here. Now, Billy Shears wants to add Linda Tripp to the list just for a little payback. But she says that I better be careful because she may be taping this show for John Ashcroft. That is a possibility. Linda Tripp, we're going to tie her up with recording tape. She's going to be tied up with tape down there in Camp X-Ray. Man, and Ann Coulter, I can't believe it. I can't believe that David in California wanted Ann Coulter to do service as a comfort woman. That is just shocking. She can put her conservative views to work as a comfort woman. Or as the Germans had, they had the Joy Division. The comfort women were the Japanese, the poor Chinese women who had to service the Japanese army. The SS had the Joy Division. Well, the phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. We just have a few minutes left here, gang. I'm Curtis Ellis, and I'm taking names. We're going to get our enemies list together. So when this Republican administration is replaced by a freedom-loving American administration, we're going to round up all those old no-good-nick treasonous people and we're going to put them all in Camp X-Ray or do something even more creative to them. And I'm collecting names right now. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, or better yet, to get in here in the last few minutes of the show, you just better call right now, 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, and I'm looking for you to call right now.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome one and all. Tony Truppiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
If you dealt with religion and sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free, but we're still fucking peasants as far as I can see.
Yeah, gang, a working class hero is something to be, and you can be a working class hero right now by calling 1-800-825-5937 and denouncing the traitors to America. Denounce the treasonous individuals who are taking this country down the toilet. My name's Curtis Ellis. We're collecting names for my enemies list, for our treasonous enemies list, because we're going to round them all up, baby. We're going to use that Patriot Act, which these creepoids have put into effect, and we're going to use Camp X-Ray, which they built, and we're going to lock them all up. Now we got some more nominations coming in on fasttalkradio at yahoo.com. Catherine Harris, Ann Coulter, Jack Snow, Jeb Bush, Pappy Bush, W. Bush, Tom DeLay, and John Ashcroft. And I say Neil Bush, because Neil Bush, he was the guy behind that Silverado savings and loan mess. And everybody got all worked up about Whitewater. But what about Silverado, man? That cost even more money. I think we got to lock him up, too. We got to make him sort pennies. We're going to make him sort pennies in Camp X-Ray. He's going to have to roll them all up. Now, let's see now. Craig Moe has emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com for his collection of enemies and traitorous un-Americans. Gang, this is our chance to prove that we are just as tough as those Republicans. Those pundits on TV, they all say that Democrats aren't tough enough, that liberals aren't tough enough. The Americans respect tough guys. And Bush and his crowd are tough. I mean, look at Rumsfeld. Hey, look at Rumsfeld. Nobody's nominated Rumsfeld yet. I'm nominating Rummy. Old Rummy's got to go down, baby. He's got to go down to Camp X-Ray. He's going to get a big Caribbean vacation down there in Camp X-Ray. That's what I say. We're going to send him down there, too. Yes. And look at him now. He looks like a tough guy. Well, this is our chance to be just as tough as them. So, let's see now. J.B. Gregg wants to put a fish knife to some of these people, and he's going to do it. He's going to get his chance because it is high noon for the Republicans. Their time is over. I don't care that they caught Uday and Kusay. They think that Uday and Kusay being gone means there are going to be less attacks in Iraq. I say it doesn't work that way. I say everybody's going to stay over there in Iraq. Thanks for getting rid of Uday and Kusay. Now you guys got to go too. Well, anyway, I got to go. Time's up. You can keep sending me your nominees. I'll keep collecting this email list, this treason list, off the email, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Curtis Ellis is my name. It's been a pleasure sitting in for Mike Malloy. He'll be back next week. I don't know who they got here tomorrow. Probably some pinko commie egg-sucking dog, but they'll just have some fun with you, too. It's been a pleasure. You guys are great. Can't wait to be back, and I will be someday. But in the meantime, you can catch me sending people down to Camp X-Ray.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknight.